A spiritual perspective. Life is not a bed of roses. It is fraught with challenges. In this world, a problem-free existence is an unattainable ideal. Whether rich or poor, powerful or weak, literate or illiterate, every individual is faced with some form of difficulty. This universal truth is acknowledged in the Quran, where God says, "We have created man into a life of toil and trial." 90. For, despite this reality, human nature inclines towards the pursuit of a life free from difficulties. Everyone strives to smooth the path before them, hoping to achieve a life without friction. However, after years of struggle and countless efforts to eliminate problems, one often finds that they have merely exchanged one set of difficulties for another. This new set of problems may be even more challenging, reflecting a cycle that continues throughout life. This cycle is a common human experience. Many spend their lives searching for a problem-free existence, only to realize, often too late, that such a life does not exist. The Quran reminds us of the transient nature of worldly life and its inherent difficulties. "We shall certainly test you with fear and hunger, and loss of property, lives and crops. Give good news to those who endure with fortitude." 2:155 The truth is that in this world, the choice is not between a life with problems and a life without problems, but between different kinds of difficulties. The Prophet Muhammad also emphasized the importance of patience and contentment in the face of life's challenges. He said, "Wondrous is the affair of the believer, for there is good for him in every matter, and this is not the case with anyone except the believer. If he is happy, then he thanks God, and thus there is good for him. And if he is harmed, then he shows patience, and thus there is good for him." Sahih Muslim. A spiritual perspective. Life is not a bed of roses. It is fraught with challenges. In this world, a problem-free existence is an unattainable ideal. Whether rich or poor, powerful or weak, literate or illiterate, every individual is faced with some form of difficulty. This universal truth is acknowledged in the Quran, where God says, "We have created man into a life of toil and trial." 90. For, despite this reality, human nature inclines towards the pursuit of a life free from difficulties. Everyone strives to smooth the path before them, hoping to achieve a life without friction. However, after years of struggle and countless efforts to eliminate problems, one often finds that they have merely exchanged one set of difficulties for another. This new set of problems may be even more challenging, reflecting a cycle that continues throughout life. This cycle is a common human experience. Many spend their lives searching for a problem-free existence, only to realize, often too late, that such a life does not exist. The Quran reminds us of the transient nature of worldly life and its inherent difficulties. "We shall certainly test you with fear and hunger, and loss of property, lives and crops. Give good news to those who endure with fortitude." 2:155 The truth is that in this world, the choice is not between a life with problems and a life without problems, but between different kinds of difficulties. The Prophet Muhammad also emphasized the importance of patience and contentment in the face of life's challenges. He said, "Wondrous is the affair of the believer, for there is good for him in every matter, and this is not the case with anyone except the believer. If he is happy, then he thanks God, and thus there is good for him. And if he is harmed, then he shows patience, and thus there is good for him." Sahih Muslim. This hadith highlights that the secret to success in this world is not in eradicating problems, but in finding opportunities despite them. It is a common weakness, both for individuals and nations, to squander energy in the futile pursuit of a problem-free life. The real challenge is to learn to live with problems and to construct one's life around their existence. In essence, the key to a fulfilling life lies in the acceptance of life's trials as part of the divine plan. By focusing on what can be achieved within the constraints of one's circumstances, individuals and communities can thrive, finding contentment in the knowledge that patience and perseverance in the face of adversity are virtues greatly rewarded by God. As the Quran reassures, "Surely with every hardship there is ease, surely with every hardship there is ease." 94:5-6 Thus, the wise course is to embrace the trials of life, to seek contentment and growth within them, and to trust in the divine wisdom that governs all affairs. In doing so, one finds true success, not in the absence of problems, but in the ability to navigate them with faith and resilience. The key to a fulfilling life lies in the acceptance of life's trials as part of the divine plan. By focusing on what can be achieved within the constraints of one's circumstances, individuals and communities can thrive. Half of religion is related to, while the other half is related to, knowledge, wisdom.